This is uncalled for. Of course, they were frightened that there will be a reaction, and people who have been orchestrating all the stories that there will be South Sudan is going back to war, people will fight, and all these things. But that was their expectation, and nothing happened. So it was uncalled for. U.S. citizens can come to South Sudan. If they can advise U.S. citizens not to come, then what are they waiting for here? Their advice was not based on anything. There is nothing at all that can make them to issue such an advisory.
But last week, there were a lot of arrests and shooting. Doesn't that suggest some instability?
There was no shooting in Juba. There are arrests that have been conducted because those who are arrested here have been found to be the orchestrators of that incident which took place in Harper. There is no shooting in Juba.
Minister, there are those who are concerned that this incident can add to disturbing or delaying the peace process.
If the incident took place in Nafir and it has nothing to do with Juba, that is one. Number two, it will not affect the peace agreement because it has nothing to do with the peace agreement.
But does it also impact the preparations for elections in South Sudan?
As of now, election is at the end of 2026, not tomorrow. End of 2026 is the election. That is almost 2 years from now. How can you say, as of now, that thing will affect the elections later?
The United Nations representative in South Sudan, just I think 2 weeks ago, expressed concern or called on your government to begin preparations for the elections.
That is what they think. People are already in the process, but we cannot say now we are now going for elections because this election will be at the end of in December 2026, not in December 2025. So there is still enough time for people to prepare and go for elections. All that they could have been saying, instead they should have said expedite the process, the constitutional making process, so that the permanent constitution comes out in time, expedite the security arrangements so that all the forces are trained and unified. This is what they should be talking about.
So, Minister, is it the view of your government that last week's events do not have any impact on the peace process?
Did you hear the statement of President Wery assured the people of South Sudan that there is no going back to war, that I will not take you back to war? If he is assuring the people, it means that all these will not affect the election, and we are going ahead with the implementation of the agreement.
So before I let you go, Minister, the people who were arrested as a result of last week's event, have they been...
Those who are arrested will be charged because there is sufficient evidence against them that will warrant their being charged and taken to the court. There is no way whereby people who begin to conspire against the government and then they are arrested and released. No. So the agreement does not give them the authority to sabotage and begin to work against the very government in which they are members.